You're listening to SBS News.
Across the country, citizenship ceremonies have been held to welcome more than 12,000 people who have become Australia's newest citizens. But COVID-19 physical distancing measures mean the number of new citizens receiving certificates on this Australia Day was reduced by 50% compared with this time last year. Many of the ceremonies were being held for the first time since in-person events were paused in April last year by some councils due to the virus. Prime Minister Scott Morrison touched upon the impact of COVID-19 in his Australia Day address, paying tribute to essential workers who have kept the country running during the pandemic.
Australians together have prevailed in our own Australian way. Australians patiently doing the right thing, health workers collecting samples and tracing the virus, nurses, aged and disability care workers tending to our elderly and to our vulnerable, the medical teams, our defence forces, our police running our quarantine facilities, the farmers and the truck drivers, the wholesale and the retail workers keeping our supermarket shelves stocked, and all those even now working on producing our vaccine.
Danielle Roche, the chair of the National Australia Day Council, also paid tribute to frontline workers. She made the comments on a day that New South Wales, South Australia, Victoria, Queensland and the ACT all reported zero new locally acquired coronavirus cases.
Today we reflect on the sacrifice of thousands of frontline workers who kept our people safe and kept our nation going. We reflect on the resilience of our communities and the spirit of helping, giving and supporting that defines us as Australians. And we respect the efforts and sacrifices of each Australian has made, because we are all part of the story.
Along with COVID-19 restrictions placed on the number of people able to attend citizenship ceremonies, restrictions were also placed on anti-Australia Day protests. For many Indigenous people and others in the community, January 26 is considered a day of mourning. What are known as Invasion Day rallies have taken place across much of the nation for many years on January the 26th. In an unauthorised but peaceful rally in Sydney, police estimated that between 2,000 and 3,000 people attended, which saw five arrests. New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner Michael Willing thanked protest organisers for making sure attendees were split into socially distanced groups of 500 before peacefully ending the rally due to COVID safety concerns.
You cannot predict what will happen in some of these operations, and you have to make operational decisions on the run, and that's what occurred today. I need to reinforce that agreement was reached on the basis of public safety. That's what our main concern is. That's what we focused on, and we're able to move a large number of people in and out of that area, let them talk about the issues at their heart, and then dissipate in a way which was as safe as possible.
And restrictions on gatherings today marked an indication of things to come. Australians have been warned coronavirus vaccines will not trigger wholesale changes to restrictions when the rollout ramps up in coming months. Speaking to the ABC, Acting Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd is tempering expectations that vaccination will lead to life returning to pre-pandemic settings after the Pfizer vaccine was approved for use in Australia.
The other thing, of course, we don't know about either of the vaccines, though, whether they prevent people from still being infected but not developing symptoms and at risk of transmitting COVID-19 still to other people. And that just reinforces for us how important it's going to be, even though we may get the vaccine rolling out right across Australia, that people still adhere to the public health measures as we have been over the past 12 months.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.